At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hey guys, it's Gil. Thanks for listening to our Beating the Book feed. We really appreciate it. I know I do. Did you know that on top of the podcast, I also do a daily show called A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network? That show's also its own podcast, and you can find it by searching for A Numbers Game wherever you get your podcasts. We did something on the show this morning that I think you'll like, and I wanted you to hear it. Take a listen.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Use the BetMGM bonus bet to place your next wager on any game in any sport. To receive your bonus bet, simply log into your BetMGM account today to bet on any game of your choice. Then add any type of bet on any game to your bet slip and activate your bonus bet. There's no deposit or additional wager required. 72 hours to log in to claim and to use the bonus bet after you log in. This bonus bet is on the house. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Promotion may differ per customer. 21 and over to wager. BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Promotional offers not available in Kansas, Mississippi, Nevada, New York, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Colorado, D.C., Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Louisiana, and Maryland. Mississippi, New Jersey, Nevada, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming. Call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPE New York. That's HOPENY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona, 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts, 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan, 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel, this offer not valid to Puerto Rico residents. That's Puerto Rico residents. Skill Alexander, it's Kelly Bidlin. Kelly, documentary, I should say. What's wrong with me? Documentary recommendation.
You've been all over the docs recently. What you got? Well, I'm on like episode 3 of Quarterbacks. I'm still working my way
so
through.
Oh, it's so good. Isn't it good?
It's really
good. It's awesome. Quarterbacks on Netflix. Again, a Patrick Mahomes, Kirk Cousins, Marcus Mariota focused docuseries. 8 episodes. So good.
It's very good.
It'll get you pumped for football. And Steph Curry, the one I want to mention is the one on Apple TV about Steph Curry.
What? I'm over that. I haven't even seen anybody talk about that.
Tremendous. Love it.
On Apple?
On Apple.
Okay.
It is called Underrated. Stephen Curry, Underrated. And it has...
I'm firing that up on the plane.
Goes back. It's a lot of it from the Davidson days. And it's so, so good. And you realize as much as we appreciate Steph Curry... 4 championships, changing the game of basketball. We do not appreciate him enough. What he did from nowhere.
No, we don't.
Unrecruited.
I mean, and those Davidson days, like that was such an awesome, it was such an awesome run. And I mean, I'll be the first to admit it. Like I was definitely one of those people where I was like, what an adorable story. Like this is such a great story. Dale Curry's kid, he can't miss a shot. This is great. Too bad, like this is as far as he's going to go. Like this isn't going to translate. And then just change the NBA.
They talked to his teammates from that team, how they just, you know, they rode him to glory. How close he still is with the coach back then. It's just, and you know, a lot of his family, his kids are featured in it as well. Him going back to get his degree. It's awesome.
I'm the whole thing. I'm seeing it behind you. I'm pumped for the Lakers show to start back up again.
Oh, Showtime.
Winning Time, Showtime.
Yeah. Oh, Winning Time, is it called? Yeah, Winning Time.
Yeah, Winning Time. Yeah, I actually got one right.
Everything about that was great, except for they just destroyed Jerry West.
Yeah.
Which some people say is accurate. Some people are like, I don't know why they did that.
I feel like most of what I read from people that know him said, like, both of those things. Like, a lot of it's accurate, but it wasn't necessary.
Yeah.
The other one, what was the other thing I just saw Steph on? That show that I think's on the internet, but it's Hot Ones or Hot Wings or whatever. You ever seen that where they eat the the hot wings, the really hot
sauces?
Comes
up on TikTok or Instagram.
It's a great idea. I don't think the guy's a great interviewer, but that's just me personally.
Yeah, you don't think about him at all.
Yeah, I don't think about him at all. I think it's a great idea for a show, but Steph was on there.
Oh, he was.
And he was telling a story about, like, his first interactions with Kobe in the league. Those were amazing stories. That's one you got to go check out if you get a few moments.
I couldn't get past the third level of those wings, I'm guessing.
Oh, it's bad because, like, in that type of story, he's talking about Kobe, and it's like, even he's got to sniffle a couple times. You're like, oh, is he kind of crying? No, he just ate, like, really hot wings. That's why.
The only other time Kobe came up on the show real quick, because I want to get to Survivor, we were off air, and we were talking about Diana Taurasi yesterday, and you compared her to Kobe. Diana Taurasi, the Mercury yesterday, becoming the first WNBA player to score 10,000 points. She scored 42 in the Mercury's 20-point win over the Dream last night.
I didn't see the game, but just watching the highlights, it was like she's taking every shot and just making everything. And you pull up the box score, and it was pretty much that way, too. She had 42. Nobody else had scored double digits on the team. She was the entire scoring for the team.
By the way, Hard Knocks, if you're wondering, begins next week on HBO. Max.
Yeah, see,
whatever you call it.
Still, I think I got a few things to get through before I get done.
I do too. All right, Survivor. This is, we sort of whet our appetite with this yesterday when Crack was in here talking about week one and how there's only one team favored by more than 6.5 points, that being the Baltimore Ravens week one. There's a couple teams, other teams that are 6.5 point favorites. Maybe the Commanders will end up being the most popular selection week one. And it sort of got us thinking, what about just overall Survivor strategy? And Kelly, this is, again, falls under the category of maybe you like what I have to say here, maybe you don't, you know, just hopefully there's some food for thought. There's something in this for you. First of all, I always say the game is misnamed, right? The fact that it's called Survivor gets most people to think the object here is to survive. When the object is to win, the object is to win. Keep that in mind, because if most people have a survivor mentality, that will shift the game theory over to you, and you will actually have the proper mentality to get to the promised land with this. That said, I don't think you get too cute early. We talked about earlier on the show how there's some people who they map it out from the beginning of the year. They're like, there you go, 18 weeks of football. I figured it all out. Now I'm just on autopilot. Well, I don't think you get too cute the first handful of games, the first month of football, because we on this show, we on this network, anyone who's talking about pro football during the summer, we're talking. None of us knows a thing.
Yeah.
None of us knows a thing. That doesn't mean that we don't have something of value to say at some point. Maybe there's an opinion that manifests. But the truth is like, how many NFL seasons is it there were 1-2 weeks into the season, we're like, oh my God, I completely had this team wrong every year. Every year.
I'm just like, examples from a year ago.
Yes.
Matt Ryan and the Indianapolis Colts were going to just smoke the AFC South.
Right.
And then, oh boy, that division of death in the AFC West. Oh boy. You didn't want to play in that.
It's going to be the greatest division of all time.
I totally said those words too.
I'm sure I did to some degree as well. But I do think, so I don't think you do that at the beginning. I think at the beginning, you don't play it cute. You gravitate towards, even though, you know, we don't know much, there are some things you know probably better than others. You play it conservatively. This is just my opinion. But I do think about 5-6 weeks through the season, then maybe you start with the mapping out, right? You're deep enough into it. There's probably a lot of people eliminated by that point where you start the map out. But again, not a sacred thing. But here are the big tenets to know generally, whether you agree with when you start to map and when you don't. Maybe you don't map at all. Know the size of your pool. Like with DFS, know the size of your pool. The fewer people that are in it, the less frisky you got to get, the more conservative you ought to be. The more people that are in it, the more sort of chance-taking you should take, generally speaking. You should really employ game theory at that point. Again, remember, the object is to win, not to survive. Often, and this is a big point, often the option on a given week that is just a few percentage points lower in win probability but is far less popular can be a great pick. That is the big thing to know. It's one thing to know the size of your pool. It's another to know what is going to be the most popular pick of that given week. That's where the game theory comes in. If so, you know, I once asked Jeff Parles, we did a thought exercise when he was the producer. We were heading into the Thanksgiving game, and I said, Jeff, there's 100 people left. If you knew 99 were going to take the Cowboys, would you take the Raiders? And he said, I couldn't do it. And I was like, Jeff, how often in life do you get a chance at $6 million?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You have to be able to just, and this is the problem with Survivor, you've survived for, right, for as long as you have. the ability to put it all out on the line. You have to be able to do that mentally if you think it's going to give you this great win percentage advantage. If the most popular team is going to get knocked out, you have to think that way. Specific pool rules, you know, like with Circa, you have to know that there's a Thanksgiving quirk in there. So you have to be able to, you know, you can't go into a contest like that not knowing that, because then you'll expend the Thanksgiving teams. So you got to know stuff like that. And that's just some myths that you hear people say during a Survivor year. Well, they'll say things like, well, you know what? I never play division games. You should always avoid division games. Well, the truth is, because the belief of that is that, you know, that their upsets are more likely when two division rivals get together. But the truth is that even though that may sound good and easy for your brain to digest, oh, yeah, that sounds right, division rivals, more upsets happen, the evidence simply doesn't support it. Since 2002, among teams favored by 5 points or more, the types of teams you would pick in Survivor generally, division favorites have actually won a higher percentage than non-division favorites. So you have to sort of stay away from that kind of advice in general. Some things just sound better than they actually are in reality. And then one thing that is true, though, like then there's other advice that people give, you know, road favorites do, in fact, lose more than home favorites do. So some things that people like to throw around are actually true. Some aren't. Just keep those things in mind. So again, some of those things are going to resonate with you. Others are not. I hope there's something in there for you to keep in mind when we start Survivor, whether it's Circa, whether it's your own local Survivor pool, whatever. It's the best contest going, period. More than a contest, an obsession.
One question for you real quick. Do you max out entries if you can?
I think you get close, if not fully. Yes. Though 10 is a lot for a lot of people.
Oh, I hear you.
For Circa this year. When it was 6 last year, I did 5, just to give you an example. Can't wait. We've done all we can do. Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.